Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive. Jack Daniels, too.
Oh, the
Jack Daniels is also involved in this.
Love had three today.
Let's not forget them. Yes, I've already had three myself. So let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
It's a difficult story for me to read to the both of you because I so enjoyed this band and what they had to offer over the last decade or so.
Is this a band that meant a lot to a lot of people?
I would say so, Mike. Creed is no longer.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps the worst band in the history of America.
The free world as we know it today has been changed.
Has broken up after only three records.
Records they were.
They can probably afford to break up because I bet they're rich, rich, rich.
They have sold a combined 24 million copies in the U.S. alone.
God.
Did they write their own stuff?
Of course.
Who's that singer, Scott?
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
The former Creed members, excluding Scott Stapp, there are three of them, four-piece, but the three, not including Scott Stapp, immediately announced they were forming a new band without him, of course. But we're quick to say it's not just Creed with a different singer.
Sure it is. What is it then?
Supposedly they hated each other. That Scott Stapp, I guess, was out of control.
He is an unbelievable dill.
Is he?
Yes.
Now how do you know?
Because I saw him on Celebrity Poker, and I've never seen a bigger asshead in my life than that guy. The most pompous, arrogant son of a bitch in the world.
Oh, easy with the cussing there, Danny.
Wow.
Oh,
Danny.
Come on now.
Did the overcusser just show up?
Is he a good player? Good card player?
No. He's terrible. He got eliminated. He was the first guy to get eliminated.
Well, that was a good band. I'll tell you that. They were good.
I will read this verbatim from the story.
That's the hammer.
While many critics dismiss them as pale Pearl Jam imitators...
Now, they did sound a lot like Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam?
Right, Greg.
Creed members used that as creative fuel and laughed all the way to the bank.
They did. Going to the bank, making a deposit.
They are awful. Thank God they're done. I'm sure that Scott Stapp will turn up somewhere.
Hopefully in a body
bag.
What's he
gonna do now?
Ooh, Danny wants him dead. Well, you know what? He'll put out some crap solo record with that bad voice of his. I'm telling you, that those songs, that song.
What is so bad about that?
And
with arms wide open.
Those are two of the worst songs ever. Ever.
I don't see
give us a little
so
more of that.
I'm certainly not the musical experts you guys are.
Oh, duck it on the jury, knocking duck it.
I don't see what's so bad about it. I just don't.
Do we not have any Creed back there?
All we have is that one riff.
I don't think that last one was Creed, though, Corby.
Whatever. What's the difference? Who was that, Seether?
Pearl Jam. Isn't that your favorite chicken chick down there, Corby?
Oh, hi, Claudia.
Oh, yeah.
So, goodbye to Creed. Hello, happiness once again in my life. Are we done?
Yeah.
Halle Berry, this is what I love about Hollywood, is that when a rich wife marries a scrub husband, makes him sign a prenup, they get divorced, and now he's challenging the prenup. That's what we have going on with Halle Berry and
Eric Benet.
As he says, that prenup ain't right. So he's going to try to squeeze some money out of her. Would you?
What did he ever do for her?
What do you mean?
Cheated on her.
He cheated on her all the time.
He exposed her to a lot of STDs.
Here she is. Yeah, he was a sex addict after his infidelity came out.
As a man, don't you have a little more pride than that? Challenging a prenup? Just go out and earn a damn living, man.
Isn't he like a jazz player?
Yeah, he's a musician.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's
a good-looking guy. But she's worth, you know, probably $20 million at least.
So he'd pick up girls in those jazz clubs and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what he would do?
Yeah. Bang, man.
Would he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because he admitted it. He eventually copped to being a sex addict while they were married. God, I will... be so happy when he comes clean and admits that he's a sex addict, too?
Who, Richard?
Yes.
Hasn't he already?
I know he's had issues with his, or brought that up with his therapist. What does he need a therapist for?
Because he's a nut.
Well, that's true. Maybe he does need one.
He wins Goofy Laugh of the Year Award. Okay, maybe not.
Lindsay Lohan's father has been arrested.
A couple others who might have something to say about that.
True.
And one was up here yesterday.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan's dad was arrested on assault charges. Lindsay Lohan, of course, the 17-year-old who, I guess, maybe he was arrested because he allowed his daughter to get fake boobs at the age of 4.
How old is he?
He's 42.
Great.
4.
2 years younger than me.
He was accused of striking his brother-in-law at a first communion party at the family's home.
Oh, boy.
That's always good when a fight breaks out at a religious event like that concerning one of the children. Lohan and her boobs were not there at the time.
You've always been pretty low-key about the fight that broke out at your wedding.
Right.
Between?
Ryan's
I don't know
meatballs.
Who those people were.
The fight in your bowels?
Yeah.
Between you
that
and
was
meatballs?
The only fight.
It was. Ryan's versus the meatball.
Yeah, you and the toilet at Lakewood Country Club. What a battle. What an epic struggle that was.
Yeah, and I lost.
I'm sorry, too. I don't know how to apologize enough.
You know, I don't know that you need to, every time you talk about her, just focus in on her boobs. Because, you know, she is only 17.
They're fake.
Legal in Texas,
Legal in
Hammer.
Texas, man.
Yeah, and if you,
know
you buy
I'm
boobs.
I'm challenging that.
Go ahead.
If you buy boobs, mm-hmm. you can focus on them, no matter how old you are. Mm-hmm. If they're bought, focus.
It's over the counter.
Yeah. Yeah. If she had a drug problem, would I be allowed to focus on that?
I just think you should have a little bit more respect for someone
that's
17
years old. You'd still focus on her boobs,
Did you see the pictures?
Of what?
Of her?
No.
You haven't seen them?
No.
I'll email them to you.
I mean, I've seen pictures of her, but...
The naked ones?
No.
And don't email me and ask me for them. I shan't be passing out porn to the P1s, but for you, Greg, my good friend, you got them.
Can I ask you on the air?
Don't send it to me. I don't want to see them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see 17-year-old girls' boobs.
Don't
you? Why are you winking at me?
I don't. I'm not winking.
Why are you high-fiving me?
I'm not. I've never high-fived in my life.
Why are you unbuckling your pants?
What's that thing you're twisting on your chest there?
Yeah.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's a nipple. All right, we have to go, according to Danny. I'm sorry the news is short today, but
it's okay.
We have many stories to get to.
We got some good stuff coming up next, I'll tell you that.
Ellen. Because we are going to get into 30 years ago tonight in
Sergeant
Cleveland.
Pepper. Oh.
Something very, very wild
You're
and
not gonna
very, very
this.
Funny
tell you that right now
here on the ticket.